At the moment, I still live in Clonleigh, between Bangor and Newton Orange, so we'll soon be moving to our new stroke old cottage near Downpatrick. Bangor is not from the Irish, it's from the Latin, ban cor, meaning good choir. That's because the town of Bangor grew up around the ancient Irish monastery that was established there around 555 AD by a man called Comgall. It's reported that St. Patrick had once rested there and saw a valley filled with angels. All that remains there now is St. Malachy's Wall, most of the stone being reused to build a later abbey church nearby, and a sundial, which is now placed in front of the town hall. Comgall was born between 510 and 520 AD in Machramorne, County Antrim, and educated at Movilla in Newton Ard, Glasnevin in Dublin, and Clonmacnoise on the River Shannon in County Offaly. He held to a very strict rule with a lot of prayer and fasting, but also music and singing, the Bangor Antiphonary being the hymn book which remains from those times. Almost 3,000 monks worked, studied and prayed there. They also held a 24-hour prayer watch, prayer, scripture reading and worship, that continued for more than 100 years and probably explains why Bangor has become known as the light of the world, sending missionaries out to Europe during what was known as the Dark Ages. The two best known of those missionaries were Columbanus, or Columban, and Gall, or Gallus. Columbanus, meaning white dove, was born of a rich family in the province of Meath in 540 AD, but came to Bangor to study under Comgall. At the age of 40, he was given permission to travel to Europe and took 12 younger men with him, including Gall. They landed in Brittany, near St. Malo, in 585, leaving a village of St. Coulomb there before moving on to Annagrae, where they founded a monastery and an abandoned Roman fortress. In 590, he founded a second monastery in a nearby castle at Luxeuil-les-Bains, and then a third called Ad Fontanus, modern-day Fontaine-lès-Luxeuil. When the King of Burgundy died, who had been a strong supporter of Columbanus, his sons were still minors, and Columbanus fell foul of their grandmother Brunhilde, and eventually he and his Irish companions were forced to leave Burgundy. Their ship, however, was driven back to shore by a storm, and the captain refused to take them any further. Columbanus and his friends travelled across France to Switzerland and Bregenz in Austria, where they established another monastery. Columbanus moved on after a year, crossing the Alps into Italy, but Gallus remained and later founded another monastery nearby, which was named after him, San Gallen, now the town of San Gallen. Columbanus arrived in Milan in 612 AD and was welcomed by the King and Queen of Lombardy, who gave him land at Bobbio, including a ruined church, so he could establish a monastery there, which he did in 614 AD. Columbanus died at Bobbio a year later, having meanwhile been invited to return by the new King of Burgundy. He and his followers are credited with saving the civilization of Europe.